WTIC. All right, let's talk. I think it's inspiring that the people who run the Hartford Public Schools are willing to confess. This is like putting a big scrolling billboard. You know, the ones with the lights that are programmable, and you put a special message out there that scrolls across the top of the building, distracting everybody who's driving and causing car accidents. Imagine a sign that says, "We can't educate, so we'll pay kids to come to school." Maybe a flashing failure, failure, failure in between. 860-522-9842. What do you think about this idea? It's summer school. It's 4 weeks, $100 a week. Sounds like if you do 1 week and then you drop out, you still get your $100 for the first week. Sounds that way, which is pretty horrible. It also sounds like they're paying you to show up. Performance, just like in public schools in general, performance isn't required. And by the way, no, I don't want any public school teacher to take offense. This isn't an attack on you. You guys are the victims of a system that is so poorly run that you have to try to survive in this landscape where kids are so uninspired about school that the only solution they can come up with, management can come up with, is to pay them to go. Howie, you're next on WTIC. What's up, Howie?
Hi, Todd. How you doing? Nice show.
Thank you.
This is unbelievable. Hartford has no money to begin with, and all we keep...
No, they've got gobs of money. They got the big bailout.
Every time when there's a budget, we throw a ton of money of the taxpayers' money at education, and things keep getting worse and worse and worse. These kids won't go to school as it is, and now we want to pay them for staying home, which is pretty much what we're going
to
do.
No, pay them to go to school. This is to pay them to show up.
If they show up, they're not showing up now, so why are they going to show up later?
So you're
get a paycheck and leave.
So you're questioning the ability of the school to even operate this system in a competent way.
Yes, I am, and I would like to make one other comment if I could.
Well, let's give it a try.
Okay, well, you came to work at WTIC. Now, if you lied on your job application, you would have been fired. Governor Malloy lied to us.
That's all right. We all make that mistake. They feel like
well,
the same thing.
He lied to us so much, yet he gets elected, and we're stuck with him for 4 years. We have no recourse, and there's something wrong with that system.
Yeah, I agree. I'm thinking, actually, I'm going to look into what it would take to generate, you know, whatever is needed, a constitutional amendment, I assume.
I probably would, but we also have a couple of wonderful senators in Murphy and Bloomin' Idiot. But
they can be voted out, and
this state, I would have thought this would have been a Republican landslide, but, you know, we have so many have-nots and sanctuary cities that, you know, the people who pay that are pulling the wagon, as Jim used to say on Jim Vicevich's show. We're getting burdened to death here.
Well, that's true, Howie. Thank you so much for the call. Cindy is in East Hartford. Hi, Cindy.
Hi. I'm just so disgusted by this proposal.
You think it's too little money? You want, what do you think, $200 should be paid per week?
Oh, absolutely no money. No, absolutely not.
When I think back on how bad my high school was, and I went to a fancy suburban high school in Lexington, Massachusetts, but when I look back on how bad it was, I think they should have paid me $1,000 a week to go.
Oh, really?
It was so horrible.
Well.
No, really? Didn't you find high school painful?
It was just a part of life.
Yes, but why should school, education, the exchange of ideas? I'm passionate about the exchange of ideas. I love ideas. I live for our chance to be together and exchange ideas. And they had me in a coma for 12 years. I sat there staring out the window for 12 years. It's such a tragedy. So I kind of understand that. And I think education's gotten a lot worse over the last 40 years. So, you know, I should let you talk, Cindy. Go ahead.
Well, I would agree with that. I'm not thrilled with everything about public schools, but I don't feel the teachers are fully at fault here. I think a lot of this truancy and not attending schools.
Mm-hmm.
I think maybe the money would be better spent on educating parents. That's where the problem is.
Well, the parents went to school for presumably for 12 years, so I think they had their chance. Hi there, you're on WTIC.
Hey, Todd. I think you're missing the boat here. I think we need to pay them a living wage. This is like their full-time job.
A living wage, that's right. Then they can support their families,
and
they won't be under so much stress, right?
What is that in Connecticut, like $50 an hour?
For right now, yeah.
I mean, you know, and then, you know, they get to pay the taxes, and the state gets the windfall.
Yeah, well, then, yes, and then you have to wonder how much vacation time they deserve, how much paid time off they deserve in case their mother has another kid or something.
Right, right. And, you know, or maybe, you know, maybe if they decide to go after hours for, you know, extra help, they get paid overtime.
Yeah, what other benefits should accrue to these kids who are getting paid $100 a week to go to summer school?
Well, obviously health care. I'm thinking, none of it should come out of their pocket, right?
Well, no, because it's a right. Healthcare is a right. And by the way, they should get 3 square a day. Meals.
Oh, at least.
Yes. This is wonderful, the opportunity. And you are not even thinking about the arguments that the left is using these days. But they use an argument that the family is under so much stress that it's impossible to learn. So really the argument for all the things you're proposing is that the kids will finally be able to learn because they're bringing some money home to the family.
Well, there's your name for the law to pass, which is the Family Relief Act.
Family relief. It sounds a little bit like a latrine, but I think it's a good idea. Thank you for that call. 860-522-9842. The Family Relief Act. Melissa Waterbury, hi.
Oh, hi.
What's going on?
It's your favorite incognito, Melissa from Waterbury Republican.
Oh, I remember you. Yes, thank you.
I know. School paying to go to, they're Hartford public schools, right?
Yes.
Isn't that kind of like almost paying for a voucher type school?
Oh, you mean the hundred bucks should be able to bring it to any school?
Yes, not for summer school, for vouchers, so they would get a decent education. I'm not saying that Hartford public schools don't have decent educations, but, you know, and they could save that money and they could send the kids to do vouchers.
Yeah, and then the private schools could pay the kids to go there.
Yes.
I like this idea.
Like vouchers, because I would say it's mostly Democrats in Hartford, and are Democrats against vouchers and paying for our schools?
Melissa, we live in the richest nation on earth and the richest nation in the history of mankind, so I believe to be paid to go to public school is a right. It's a right. It's a basic human right.
You're right. We're all entitled to that, to be paid to go to public schools. You're right.
There's a certain arbitrariness to what the left decrees to be a basic human right, so why not that? Thank you, Melissa. Good to hear from you. And next up, Mark in West Hartford. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Todd. This time I guess I'll say pretty please. I've asked you before, and I told the screener he's going to get you the name and number. Remember I told you about Kevin Brookman? He really should be a phone guest at least once a month, once a week preferably.
I forget what you told me about Kevin Brookman.
So Kevin has this blog called We the People Hartford.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I remember looking at that.
And he backs and validates all his statements with EFOI things. The Hartford school system, Todd, you wouldn't even believe the things he posts on there and substantiates it. I mean, the things I saw when I worked there, unbelievable. There's a high school, Hartford High. There's a nursery and a preschool in there.
For the kids?
For the young mothers.
Mm-hmm.
So for 4 years, what's the value of that one student? We already pay for the student. It's mostly females. I mean, one of the boys could bring a baby in, too, but most of them are females.
Uh-huh.
So what's the value on that? Let's say 2 years of nursery school and another 2 years of preschool. So it's a Hartford school teacher that teaches in the preschool.
What?
Here's another thing I'm telling you. That's why, I mean, and this is Hartford High School, so I guess I'll repeat it a third time. Nursery school and a preschool in the high school for the young mothers. So what is that one young mother cost the taxpayers for 4 years?
All right, so what's this blogger's name again?
Kevin Brookman.
Yeah, I remember looking at it. It was really interesting.
Oh, and you have to have him on. He's a great – I've heard him on the radio before. Believe me, he's radio gold, and he backs all his statistics and facts up, you know, all the time. He FOIs everything. But the corruption in Hartford, especially related to everything, but education especially.
Thank you, Mark.
I tell you things about that superintendent. So please reach out to him, please. I would love to hear him on there with you.
I've made a note. Thank you so much, sir. 860-522-9842. Hartford will, starting next week, pay ninth graders going to summer school $100 a week to go to school, not for performance, but for performing the act of arriving at school each day and completing a week with perfect attendance over five entire days. It sounds abusive, I know. But some kids have the drive, especially with money at stake, to actually show up for 5 days in a row without taking personal days, calling out sick, taking advantage of paid family medical leave to take care of a sick dog, whatever it is. Some kids can do it. I don't know how it happens in our culture when we work so hard to victimize them, to make them into victims, I mean, to teach them the mentality of victimhood and to teach them how much they should think they deserve for having the burden of growing up in our society. 860-522-9842. More calls coming up in a minute on WTIC. Oh, yeah. This is the summer school dirge. The heat, the sweat, the humidity. The oppressive, depressing idea of needing remedial schooling. The ride on the bus, 500 degrees. You feel like you're sitting on the engine. You can see the heat rising up from the floor of the school bus and from the softening pavement. I don't know if there's enough money that would get me to go. $100. It just seems unfair to offer kids only $100 to go to school in the summer. That's their chance to recover from the 9 months. Although, what was this statistic I just saw in this story? At least a quarter of Hartford public school students fit the criteria of chronic absenteeism. And ninth graders, because they're instilled with so much excitement about starting their high school careers and the desire to get ahead, to get a leg up on the competition, ninth graders have the highest rates of chronic absenteeism. The superintendent said the school is facing an emergency in its absence rates and that this past December, administrators, city officials, and other groups came together to plan a way to reduce absences. She says this is an opportunity for the city of Hartford to stay in school and remain on track to graduating high school. Now, personally, I don't see why graduating would be a challenge, whether kids show up or not, because we don't have standards for diplomas, do we? Is that how it works? I thought if you are around and enrolled that you get a diploma because it would be damaging to your psyche. Your self-esteem might be reduced if you didn't get your diploma. 860-522-9842. George South Windsor. Hello, George.
Hi. I'm just going to say one thing. Worst idea ever. to pay kids to go to school is ludicrous. They should do. I'm not saying we should model ourselves after Asia, but I know friends from India that if their kids don't perform in school, they get kicked out of school and
stop
they end up living on the streets, which is where they belong.
No, that's a human rights violation. You can't throw kids out of school.
If you don't want to learn, get out of school.
I thought we're looking for new kids who can't learn all the time. Isn't that why we like the illegal aliens so much? Because they speak languages nobody
That's
even understands?
Why some people like students who don't want to learn or speak the language or whatever.
The cities brag about how many kids who come into the schools they can't talk to. They're very excited about it. George, thank you George sounds like a no, I think. On $100 a week for summer school. That's because he's a hater. Next up is Gene in Harwinton. Hello, Gene.
Yeah, good afternoon, Todd. How are you?
I'm excited.
I spend every day I listen to your show, and 99% of the time I'm in agreement with your conversation.
So what happens to you on those rare days when you disagree? Are you in a bad mood? Did you forget to take your meds?
Rare days, Todd.
What?
You know, I think you are absolutely out of your mind to want to pay kids to do that. You know, an absenteeism was not an option in my house. My mother and father said, you will go to school, and that is that.
Yes,
and if you don't do good enough in a year, and if you got to go to summer school, then that's your problem.
Yeah, but if your parents were parenting today, they'd be in lockup, Gene.
Well, I'm sorry, but that's the way it was when I was growing up.
I know,
it was not an option.
You can't expect us to allow parents to engage in child abuse just because your parents did.
I was not abused. I have no complex. I loved my mother and father.
See, that's what happens when you get abused.
It.
It's what do they call that? It's like what happened to Patty Hearst when she was with the terrorists there.
I don't believe any of that.
Stockholm syndrome. Gene is suffering from Stockholm syndrome.
I don't believe in that either. You know, if her mind isn't smart enough to take care of herself, too bad.
Gene, thank you so much for the call. I'm having a good time. Mike, hello. You're on the air, Mike. Go ahead.
Yes. First off, to talk about it, you said it because the kids are depressed.
Well, wouldn't you be depressed going to summer school?
Well, I guess who did that study?
Well, I don't know about any studies. They don't do any studies about anything negative happening in school. Everybody loves school.
Right. Well, I mean, that's first off and foremost. I don't know who's doing a study that would say, okay, this is how we're going to suppress the depression of these kids going to school. But again, if you know what I say to all people, I'm in a school system, and
okay,
I tell our city council to come into our schools and see what's going on.
Okay.
Okay, and see the amount of paras that walk around with individual kids on a daily basis. There's more paras sometimes in one day than
what are the what are you saying? Paralegal? Is that what you're saying?
Paralegals. Yes.
What do you mean?
Those are individuals that need special, making sure they walk from one class to another class. Maybe they have 504 needs, which is special education. Maybe they have...
Oh, this is...
A whole... I mean, that's where it's lying. There's
Mike, I'm sorry, I've got to go, but if you can hang on, I'll come to you first after news, but it's going to be a few minutes. 860-522-9842. Yes, indeed. Especially the people who don't want to go to school. Hartford wants to pay summer school ninth graders $100 a week for showing up. Good idea, bad idea. They have to go 5 days in a row before they get any money. All right, Mike, finish up. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I just think it. Well, first of all, I didn't know who did that study that the kids were depressed that they had to go to summer school.
No, I was just riffing. I was just thinking back to what summer school was like when I was a kid.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't know and never went because I went during the school year when they made it mandatory to go then. And it just seems like, I mean, it's a bad idea. I think some kids may even think that, hey, I can fail during the school year and I can make money during the summer.
Well, it's only a few.
Not going, doing summer jobs, whether it be, I'm sure, as we were when we were kids, cutting lawns.
Yeah, I'm thinking the bad repercussions will be worse than that.
Yeah.
They'll be so successful they'll want to start paying kids to go to school during the year.
Right, right. And again, there's no incentive. You know, let's start giving incentives for the kids that go to school on a regular basis, that do their homework on a regular basis, that don't have a para legal following them around. And attends, perfect attendance, and that are there during the school year to learn. And I think if we reward those students that are putting in the time during the school year, and I'm not saying with money, but just, make that more incentive for them.
It's a really interesting point, the way things have gotten twisted up, that those who are dysfunctional get the attention.
Correct.
And those who are performing don't get the attention, and that's twisted and is going to lead to distorted results and a school system that expends its resources where it's going to get the least results. Because motivated kids, you want to get those kids out there. I've got to tell you about this documentary I saw this weekend. Boy, is it powerful. Powerful. It's called The Daughters of Destiny. I'll tell you about it when we continue. Stay with us on WTIC. Mike Allen in the Traffic Center has a look at the roads. Mike. WTIC, you are in the right place. Yeah, so this documentary, I'll just tell you quick because we've got a lot of people holding. But we've got time to take some calls now. This documentary on Netflix, it's a four-part series on a guy who's an Indian American. And he makes a lot of money in business, sells his business, and then goes to India because he wants to change lives, and he starts a school. And I've often thought that if we actually cared about minority kids in the city, one of the things we would offer is schools out in the country somewhere where basically parents who wanted their kids to get ahead and the kids were good students, showed a lot of potential, that the parents could basically sign their kids over to this school and they would live there all year round except for a Christmas break and a week or two in the summer. And that's what this guy started in India. It applied to only kids of the lowest caste. They have a caste system there, and the untouchables you've heard about, they're the ones who are looked down upon the most. Like rich people, higher classes, won't even touch them or talk to them. And he started taking kids at age four and putting them into this intensive academic environment in order that they would one maximum from any family he took a kid from, so that they could become high-powered, high-performing members of the economy and lift their family up out of poverty. And eventually, you know, his idea is that this converts the society's attitude towards these untouchables, who of course were just, once, you know, these kids getting educated are beautiful and inspiring. It's such a great documentary. I would encourage you to watch it. It's called Daughters of Destiny. And it's just a reminder of how bad the schools are in the United States, how much worse the urban schools are, and how good they could be if our society made the policy on education rather than a special interest group made our policy on education. So this is, of all the debacles that the Democrats have foisted on the society, the worst one, the most damaging one, the one we're going to have the hardest time recovering from, is this education thing, because we have millions of kids every year who aren't going to be able to perform in the high-tech, information-based economy that we have now. And you can't change policy because policy belongs in the hands of a special interest group. Scott Newington, hello.
Hey there. Hey, Todd. Been listening for a while. This $100 to students to go to school, summer school especially, during the week, mm-hmm. is kind of backwards, in my opinion. If you took it and reversed it, whereas the parents who had children having to go to a summer school, mm-hmm. seeing as they missed school or failed, what have you, that they would, if the child doesn't show to bring themselves back up to grade, why don't the parents pay the $100 to the school?
Well, you're forgetting that these parents are victims already.
Well, that's the whole thing. Everybody's a bloody victim. And
yes.
Don't get me wrong, but come on. You're just taking more responsibility away from a parent with this ideology, and it's just nonsensical.
From the parent and also from the child. So you're not saying to the child, in this beautiful school system that we have, we are inspired enough to teach you so that you can get ahead in the world, that we're going to come in the summer and offer you a program. You know, they can't convey a passion about learning, a sense of potential for one's future. So they go to the lowest common denominator and offer cash to get kids to come to school in ninth grade at an age when they're not lost to the streets. They're not lost to adolescence and cynicism and, you know, whatever that journey is, the 10-year journey to get back to transfer into adulthood. You know, they've still got potential, and you can still reach them, and they're innocent. And even at that point, they feel like they have to offer ninth graders money to go to school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that that was all tongue in cheek in the sense that our beautiful school systems, et cetera.
Well, but I'm that's how it should be. I wasn't being tongue in cheek. That's what should be conveyed. Well, maybe a little, but that's what they should be. The message should be, we've got great schools for you and we're here to give you a life and you can succeed. And somehow that message doesn't get conveyed to the kids.
Well, and that, some people don't. I don't know. I find it just frustrating as all get out that they're actually getting to the point of wanting to pay a child to stay in a summer school. That makes absolutely no sense.
Well, I, you know, as
and now here's yeah, another question that my girlfriend's a teacher in mm-hmm. a school system, and she says, you know, teachers have to get paid too, and that is basically what they make. I want to say daily. Doing that is $100 a day. So now you're just compounding the cost, which is going to effectively raise the debt in the city of Hartford, which is already blown out of proportion. Because this, I mean, the city, this is just ridiculous ideology in the sense you have to put responsibility where it belongs and then.
No, I hear you, Scott, but let me say this. The reason I like this is because I think it's a confession from the Hartford schools of how inept they are and how much they've failed in the basic mission of education. And that is that there is nothing in life that's more exciting and more inspiring than knowledge. And if you give kids some inkling that they've got a future, they should be thrilled about going to school. 860-522 WTIC. We've got an open phone line if you'd like to jump in on the conversation. Robert in Cheshire. Hi, Robert.
All right, good afternoon. Good conversation. A couple of thoughts. First thought is kind of a slogan. We're monetizing mediocrity with this thing with Hartford.
Ooh, I like that. That could be on the billboard on the top of the school department. Monetizing mediocrity.
Yeah, and didn't we already bail out Hartford? Is this the same Hartford that we as taxpayers have paid out $100 million, whatever the number is?
Yeah, it's a few hundred million. What's the big deal?
Sure. So now take people who are legal immigrants, as distinct from illegal. Interesting distinction of the two words, legal mm-hmm. and illegal. And if you have a legal immigrant, do you think maybe that they would just jump at the opportunity to sit in a schoolroom and learn and get ahead as opposed to being dragged there by their parents?
Well, not if they're reading the news. If they're reading the news, they would be trying to get here for summer school to make sure they get their money.
Sure. One last thought. I'm wondering if there's some sort of government budget incentive somewhere that says by having seats in the seats at school that they get a higher dollar payout from the budget by having those students in the classrooms in the summer. Therefore, it makes sense for them on a budget basis to pay out the $100 for students to go there.
Oh, that would... You are a brilliant thinker. You're even more devious-minded than I am. That's great.
I suspect there is a budgetary incentive somewhere.
I would not be the least bit surprised. Robert, thank you for that bit of inspiration. Robert's saying the schools must get extra money for having more kids with perfect attendance, more kids attending summer school, more ninth graders in summer school. There's probably financial or some other kind of benefit to the school system. 860-522-9842. We're talking about the Hartford schools paying kids to go to summer school, $100 per week, and you have to show up. Perfect attendance for the week, over 4 weeks. It sounds like you can do like every other week perfect and take them off. Jim, you're next.
Yes, Todd. I think it's a great idea.
Explain.
I mean, you pay them $100 a week for 4 weeks, you get perfect attendance. Maybe they learn something. And when you look at the overall cost, what does it cost to educate a kid in Hartford nowadays? Is it $25,000 or $30,000?
No, I don't think it's that high, but it might be $13,000 or $15,000 or something like that.
Okay, even if it's only $13,000 or $15,000, what are we doing? We add 1%? What's the big deal? Just spend it. These people need the money. Yes, right. In all sarcasm, 100%. Don't.
You're kidding?
Stupid program.
Well, it's only
one.
What happened? It's only like it's not even 1%. It's like three quarters of a point.
Yeah. Let's waste another 1%. And the last caller, is probably absolutely right. When I talk with elected officials here from New Britain, and it's like, well, don't worry about it. We're getting federal grants for that. Don't worry about it. We're getting state grants for that. Well, I'm paying that too.
No, so, that's free money.
Yeah, right. That's what we're led to believe. Bad idea.
All right. So that's too bad. I thought we really had a live one there. But
Jim, you did. Right.
Jim was just messing with us, messing with our heads. Thank you for the call, sir. 860-522-9842. A couple open phone lines. We'll go to Burlington next for Thomas. Hello, Tom.
Yeah, hi. On your summer school issue, I'd like to say that I, as a virtuous citizen of the world and somebody who's very worried about global climate change, I'm very against this.
Why is that?
My reasoning is, if you're going to incentivize young people to have to attend summer school by paying them, you're contributing to global climate change. We have to air condition these schools.
Mm-hmm.
We have to transport these kids during the summer as opposed to, you know, during regular school hours or the regular school season when, you know, you're doing your regular school activities.
Yeah, but if it's for the children, we don't care about the climate, do we?
Well, of course we care about the climate.
I thought that was only when it's not for the children. But if it's for the children, you can do anything to the climate.
Well, it's always for the children.
Exactly.
Except when it's inconvenient.
Well, there you go. And climate change is the most important of issues.
Right.
Come on.
Thank you, sir.
It was good to hear from you. Thank you for that, Tom. I like when people call in and make fun of liberal policies. But go easy on them, because they are convinced on climate change. They are totally convinced that windmills are the answer, and they just want more windmills or solar panels. I don't, you know, that's what they think. All right, we're talking about Hartford schools, summer school 4-week program, and paying children $100 a week to attend. And this is because 25% at least of students in the Hartford schools have a chronic absenteeism problem. Chronic. That's how proud they are of their schools. That's how well the schools are performing. That's how badly the city needed a bailout just on the power of the education they're providing. Doesn't that already speak to a deficiency of inspiration at the public school level in the city of Hartford? 860-522-9842. I'd like to mix in another topic, if I may. And that is that there are people running for president, like Bernie Sanders. Listen to this. Bernie Sanders, I will cancel all $1.6 trillion of your student loan debt. That's Bernie. The way I interpret this is Bernie Sanders has now been so outflanked by the newcomers to his socialism from the last campaign that he's now playing catch up to try to keep up with all the other leftists who don't believe in a free society and don't believe in liberty, but believe in the oppressive style of government that we have here in Connecticut. This is oppression. When taxes are so high that they result in people departing the state, people who are affluent, people who are rich, people who are in average socioeconomic status, they are leaving the state. More than 46 other states in the country, people are leaving this one because it's so expensive. That is oppression right there. It's so economically oppressive. In other words, they are taking money so relentlessly without any regard for whether money is spent well or not that they're driving people out. And that's not good enough. People like Bernie want to, They want to wipe out this student loan debt owed by individuals who knowingly took out loans. Yes, they were incentivized by an insidious government that was looking to hook people on educational debt without regard for what a bad investment that was. But still, people made the decision.